Good afternoon. You've reached the Transformation and Furry Help Desk. This is Orin Otter. How may I help you? A statue, you say? Okay. Can you tell me exactly how this happened? Well, what were the events leading up to it? Okay, you're carrying a loaf of bread to your grandmother's house, okay? Came across a mud puddle. You did what? You put the bread in the mud and stepped on it so your shoes wouldn't get dirty? Well, that's terrible. You sunk into the mud. And the mud coated you and dried and turned into a statue. I see. Okay. By any chance, is this an enchanted forest that you're in right now? Well, I'll look around. Do you happen to see any foxes in top hats? Yeah. So, that's an enchanted forest. Things like that happen in an enchanted forest. You really gotta be careful. Okay. What I would recommend is start feeling remorse. Lots and lots of remorse. Very liberal doses of remorse. That should fix the problem. Okay. Call me back. Call me back when something happens, okay? All right. Bye-bye. Sanford, take a memo, please. Note to self, pay Owen back the fish sandwich I bummed from him before my appointment with Red Riding Hood. Could you do that? Thank you. Hello, you've reached the Transformation and Furry Help Desk. How may I help you? Yes, sir. Uh-huh. What planet are you on, sir? Okay, well, that's normal. Uh-huh. Well, you know how the light of Sol tends to make people turn dark? Well, the light of the sun where you are tends to turn people into wombats. It's natural. It's nothing to worry about. Yeah, it'll fade away once you come back to Earth. Uh-huh. Well, I would recommend investing in sunblock if that's really a problem. SPF 7 million. Okay. You too. Have a nice day. Hello, you've reached the Transformation and Furry Help Desk. This is Orin Otter. How may I help you? Hello again, ma'am. Okay. What happened when you felt remorse? The mud cracked and fell off? So you're free now. Well, it's problem solved. Congratulations. Oh, you turned into a sparrow. That's weird. Would you, by any chance, happen to be in a Brothers Grimm fairy tale? Yeah, well, that explains it. Yeah, that sort of weird thing happens all the time. Well, think about what it was that got you in the situation in the first place. It was the loaf of bread, right? Well, selfishness too, yeah. Well, you know, in Grimm fairy tales that... what you want to do is I would advise anytime you go to eat breadcrumbs during your time as a bird, let the other birds have all the breadcrumbs they want. So my prediction is that as soon as the weight of the crumbs you give away equals the weight of the loaf, you'll turn back into a little girl. Well, it's worth a shot. Okay. You call me back and let me know what happens, all right? Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello, you've reached the Transformation and Furry Help Desk. So what's the problem? Well, I really don't know what to do to help you. Well, yes, but dyeing your hair blonde doesn't really count as a transformation. No. I'm sorry. You need to call a beautician. This is out of my area of expertise. Sorry. Bye-bye. Hello, you've reached the Transformation and Furry Help Desk. So soon? Those must be some big breadcrumbs. Well, what happened when you gave away the breadcrumbs to the other birds? You turned into a rhinoceros. Okay, well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call up the Brothers Grimm and have a long talk with them about obeying the laws of logic.